Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Oh, Christmas baby.
Crazy Boys are back. It's Will and back. It's Stephen Pickford, Yoav behind the console, the Yo Man. We got a special show for you here today. We've got some guests in the studio. Of course, Art Farley, the regular panelist. We've got a singer, Paul Alaruzzo. Well, you thought the guys from NSYNC or the guys from Backstreet were great. You should see this guy, Paul, and you should hear him sing. You're going to hear him after the 11:45.
He will blow them away.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Good morning.
No
Stephen
kidding.
Pickford here. And we'll also be talking to Jerry Wagschall, a Toronto journalist, about his recent trip to St. Lucia. People think of the Caribbean only as a winter destination, but there's some good off-season rates and things to do. It's a year-round destination if you want to get away to a beach uncrowded and pristine without the high season prices.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to Jerry. Always a lively guest, always something interesting to say, Jerry Wagschall. So we're looking forward to talking with him after the 11:15.
Never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Looking forward to it.
That's for sure. So you got some
different things going on.
Here?
Yeah, first of all,
around
we went
Quebec
to the McCord Museum last week for the opening. This is sort of a lead-in to what we'll be doing next Saturday, where we'll be broadcasting live from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
There's the McCord Museum of Canadian History in Montreal on Sherbrooke Street.
McCord Museum, part of McGill University, has an exhibit called Play Ball Montreal, A Century of Baseball in Quebec, which opened on May 18th. And we were there at its official launch ceremony and had a chance to talk to a number of people involved in Montreal baseball. David Sampson, Executive Vice President of the Montreal Expos, Jim Beattie, General Manager, Larry Beinfest, the Assistant General Manager. So
we even saw Dave Van Horn.
Oh, yes.
Woo! The voice of the Expos, yes.
Who broadcast now exclusively on the Internet because some stations in this city would rather play tape broadcasts from other markets. So,
yeah.
So baseball is still going on in Montreal, but and it's been getting some better crowds. On last weekend, there was over 20,000 at the Olympic Stadium, and they beat the attendance at Sky Dome for the Blue Jays game.
Maybe that's what they need.
Bringing up this thing about attendance. Yeah, exactly. The thing about attendance. Steve and I were going through our old tapes because we're trying to organize our archive of sound effects and whatnot. In these old tapes, I happen to have dug up a tape that I made 20 years ago of an Expos broadcast, and we're listening to this, and sound, you know, all the usual plays, you know, Expos strikeout and all that razzmatazz. We're going, yeah, same old Expos, same thing today. And then you hear Dave Van Horn announcing the attendance. 3,415 on hand. I go, my God, I thought it was bad today.
But that was not in Montreal. Actually, that was a game being played at the old Candlestick Park, the windswept field that is being replaced by the new park in San Francisco. So,
exactly.
Things have, what goes around comes around, but low attendance has been a problem at some cities over the years in Major League Baseball, and downtown rejuvenation and new ballparks, the wave to get fan interest back into place.
The there was a representative from the Cooperstown Baseball Museum Hall of Fame who was at the McCord Museum, and he actually saw that the exhibits here in Montreal were of the same caliber or quality as they would find in Cooperstown. It's not as much stuff, obviously, but it's more centered around the Expos. Still,
and the history of minor league baseball, the Montreal Royals, Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier.
Yes, right here in Montreal.
The Montreal Royals play at Jarry Park. Just before they built the Big O, my father had brought me to see the Montreal
Who, what, where?
The Royals did not play at Jarry Park.
No, they did. No,
they
played at the Laurier Stadium.
At the Jarry Park in Montreal many years ago.
Long before there was a Jarry Park, because the Montreal Royals stopped playing. In what year, Stephen?
1959-60, just when the Brooklyn Dodgers, which their parent
Jarry Park
team,
was
moved
built
to
in
the
1964.
West Coast. And Jarry Park, in the mid-60s as a preliminary.
Maybe it was the Expos at Jarry Park.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
go back to sleep, Art.
It was a Montreal baseball team playing at Jarry Park. That's
That would be the Expos.
I always thought it was the Royals.
No, the Royals played at you know,
the Royals played at Delormier Downs, Delormier Stadium, which is east end of Montreal, an area which at this time of year you would.
Well, there goes my resume for sportscast.
Hochelaga, yeah, Mark Shalhoub, yeah.
Hochelaga Maisonneuve.
Yeah, go to Hochelaga Maisonneuve. Actually, speaking of Hochelaga Maisonneuve, it ties in with one of our earlier broadcasts about the TW-800 flight. They wanted to go to Paris. We wanted to know whether we were going to go to Paris or not. I said, geez, if I want to see a rude Frenchman, I'll just go to Hochelaga Maisonneuve.
There are areas in this city. There are some other events going on. This is down in Shelby, North Carolina, Cleveland County, home of WADA 1390 AM on the dial. And in the month of June, coming up June 1st to 3rd, the Cleveland County Bluegrass Festival is taking place at the Cleveland County Fairgrounds. And I don't think they have their actual date out yet. It says here in the press release, date to be announced, the Cow Patty Bingo and Ball Games, sponsored by the Eastside Baptist Church.
You're going to be playing bingo with cow patties?
Yeah, it says, after the game, the cow is led onto the field. Wherever the cow lays a patty, the field number wins $500, and a surveyor decides the winner. So.
Roxanne knows something about this. Come to the mic. Tell us. Come
on. That's what Cleveland County.
We got Roxanne.
Shelby, North Carolina.
Yeah, well, yeah, nobody's singing that stupid song by the Police. She's got a little clicker for all those jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We'll share a mic.
Oh, yes. Travel with friends.
Like
yeah, that's not what you meant by sharing a mic. Anyway, Roxanne, tell us about this cow chip thing.
They actually do that here at McGill College.
Leave the mic alone.
Would you mind?
Would you mind letting her talk?
Keep your hands to yourself.
That's right. Don't give us no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
McGill, where they have the agricultural school on the West Island in St. Anne de Bellevue, they also have that about once a year.
Oh, my God.
And they bring a cow onto the football
field.
So
you bet on little parts of the field?
What do they do to that cow?
It stands there all day, and there's been a couple of years
and
where...
And does what?
Just walks around, and they wait till it delivers a patty.
Yeah, you bet on where it's going to...
Hold on, delivers a what?
Patty.
Delivers a patty.
And where it drops, then whoever has the
like
number wins.
Card, yeah.
If it's delivering a patty, and you put a bingo card there, and this is your page, would that then be called a patty page?
Only if you have a sesame seed bun.
Only on the legends.
This is getting dangerously...
then you're at McDonald's.
This is becoming dangerously close to insulting the Irish people.
That would be like a two-all...
At McDonald's.
But that would be called the former all-beef patty,
special
no.
Also in Shelby, you can take a walking tour of the beautiful homes of downtown, the Banker's House, which is on the National Register of Historic Places, and the Southern Railway Freight Depot. The statue for the Confederate heroes of Cleveland County. So a number of things you can do in Shelby, the county seat of Cleveland County, connecting the best of the Carolinas, 35 miles from Charlotte.
Fantastic. So we are planning to do a little bit of a tour of the southern United States. Travel will be sending people around to Liberty Works stations because we're big in the southeastern United States, of course, with the Liberty Works Network. Let's hear it for that.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, Georgia and South
Georgia,
Carolina,
North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. So the southeast.
I want to see Abbeville. Abbeville apparently is halfway between Columbia, South Carolina, and Atlanta. So, and then we've got America's Georgia near there. So
of Abbeville. I mean, we've got to go there sometime. Do some kind of remote there and. Let people know that we are actual human beings. This is not automated.
We actually, it's not all computer-enacted voices.
We would like to also go visit our favorite Marilyn Blonde, Bonnie.
Bonnie lies over the ocean.
July would be a good time to head down to Maryland.
Yeah, we're going to go in July. Paul, sing us something to Bonnie. Tell us how much we love. Tell her how much we love her. Sing to the mic. This is
all
Paul.
All right, this is going to be corny now. Ready? Bonnie, you are the most beautiful thing in the world.
There we go.
Oh, yes. We'll be hearing more from Paul later on in the show.
Paul, will you marry me?
He's not that kind of singer.
Only in Las Vegas, honey.
Reno.
Unless you go to Texas, you just have to say it three times and you're automatically married.
Yeah, dumb laws of the state of Texas. Now, listen, we're going to take us a break for the 11:15 and tell us we're going to talk to Jerry Wagshaw.
Jerry Wagshaw.
St. Lucia and other places in the Caribbean.
Caribbean flavors, spring, summer, and fall.
So stay tuned to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite. Let's take it away, yo.
Wow.
Robin World Radio Show by Satellite.
Well, I want to hear you sing.
I want to have sex on the beach.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Travel World, Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite.
Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, here in studio.
With Yoav behind the console, we got Art Farley, panelists, we got special guest Roxanne in studio. Full house today.
Yes. Morning,
house.
Everybody.
Actually, a full house, we're six people, no, it would be five people, two, yeah, anyway, stupid
and
poker
any
joke.
Poker jokes and...
We've got Jerry Wagshall online, who's been to St. Lucia in the summertime. I wonder if it was just as bad as going to Jamaica in the summertime.
Toronto broadcast journalist Jerry Wagshall, back.
How you guys doing?
St. Lucia. Good morning, doing
hey
well.
Good morning.
We just got back. Yeah, we just got back from St. Lucia. And to answer your question, maybe you guys haven't been around here. The weather in Toronto hasn't exactly been amazing, but St. Lucia is incredible, and it's a very good thing to do in the spring, I think, especially if you're living here or anywhere.
Yes.
We just
maybe
got
not
back.
In June, though. Yeah, go ahead.
Sandals definitely worked its magic on us. Every time we go to one of them, we always think, hey, this one's got to be our favorite. And this time it's happened again. We just got back from Sandals St. Lucia. We were had an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
St. Lucia is an island about 43 kilometers long and about half as wide. It's mm-hmm. down near the bottom of the Caribbean islands, closer to South America. Its neighbors are Martinique, which you can actually see in the distance from the beach at Sandals, Barbados,
really?
And St. Vincent to the south. And the good news is that Air Canada flies nonstop from Toronto to St. Lucia in about 5 hours. So you can actually hop on the plane, and 5 hours later you hop off in paradise. And I'll tell you more about that later. The island was formed by a volcano, so it is mountainous and very green, which is a little bit different from some of the other islands in the Caribbean. It's very hilly. And when you drive, the roads are windy, and every time you come over a hill, you have another breathtaking view, either of the ocean or of the mountains. The valleys of St. Lucia are filled with banana plantations, and there is a lush rainforest. The capital city is Castries, where there's a big market where you can buy things like traditional baskets and straw purses, hot sauce, and t-shirts. And I've got a t-shirt with a logo of St. Lucia's excellent beer, Pitons, made there.
It's How many did you
the
drink during your stay?
Hmm? You're going to lose his place on the script.
How many beers did you manage to down,
there we go.
Jerry?
Okay. I'm not a big drinker, you know, I have a couple a day, but it's really, it's actually a really good local beer. I mean, I think it's one of the best local beers.
It's just a couple beers a day, but he did not specify the size of the beer, a couple kegs a day.
Kegs a day, yeah, I
there
wish.
You go.
the beer is named after the Twin Peaks on the island East Shore, which are St. Lucia's most distinctive landmark, and I think that's...
In the valley down south, right?
Yeah, no, that's something that that makes it really different from some of the other islands in the Caribbean, is that it does have these big two Twin Peaks. As I said, we stayed at the Sandals St. Lucia Golf Resort and Spa, and it's one of the Sandals' top resorts. And for those listeners who aren't familiar with Sandals' concept, it's an all-inclusive resort for couples only. That means...
At the end of the runway.
Hmm?
With sandals and double peaks.
Exactly. And the other thing is that, you won't hear any kids, there's anything wrong with kids, but it is nice, especially for people who have
them. Dispose of them every now and then.
Yeah, to get away a little bit.
I wouldn't say dispose of them.
You know, any of the ladies, they're not going
to
be hit on by any guys because it's couples only. All your meals and snacks are included. Of course, you won't probably be hit on the guy that you're with. All your meals and snacks are included, and the alcohol is free, including all you can drink champagne. And the St. Lucia has its own 9-hole golf course offering free green fees, 6 restaurants, and a full-service European spa offering massages and other beauty treatments.
Now you're talking Stephen's language.
And your
language,
too.
It is a full-service.
The grounds are beautifully kept with flowers everywhere. There's a beautiful beach and 4 swimming pools. And the 2 main pools are really stunning, And there have huge waterfalls and swim-up bars.
No Chilean.
Overlooking the ocean. Yeah, I think you guys know about probably the Sandals landmark swim-up bar. You want to
oh, something? Yes, yes, we've seen that.
I've seen the pictures. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we had one down really in Wyndham Rose Hall down in Jamaica. We had a swim-up bar. That was cool.
I love those things. One of the things you can, you know, there's tons of activities to do with Sandals, but one of my favorite things to do is just to take one of those foam rubber mats and lie on top of it.
The only thing I don't like about the swim-up bar, Jerry, the only thing I don't like about the swim-up bar is the swim-up toilet.
The what? The swim up. Oh, sorry, I don't know about that. And
you drink too much of that.
You take one of my favorite things to do is you take one of these foam rubber mats, and you can just swim up to the bar on that, or just lie on these foam mats and just relax. On the other hand, one of the things you might want to do is start doing your activities right away, because later on you might realize that there's, you know, quite a few things that you've. That you could have done earlier. I went scuba diving and snorkeling, and it was great. All diving on Sandals is included. And if you've never scuba dived before, you can either take a free resort course allowing you to do shallow diving while you're there, or you can get certified for an extra cost. There's also sailing, water skiing, windsurfing, and kayaking. There's also another resort on the island called the Halcyon, and thanks to the Sandals Stay at One and Play for Two policy.
Halcyon?
Halcyon, it's called.
Oh, Halcyon, H-A-L-C-Y-O-N.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
it's another resort. It's a
I thought it was like a Halcyon, and you were talking about Mitch Michael's comedy routine, but...
No, no.
Yeah,
It's another resort. It's a little more subdued, a little smaller, and there's a convenient shuttle bus going between the two places. And they have an elegant restaurant there called The Pier, which serves
what
Caribbean fare.
What is a Halcyon, Stephen?
Yeah, it's called the Halcyon, and it's a beautiful building.
What is a Halcyon?
The water. You probably know,
here,
I mentioned
you.
Before on some of the earlier shows, that every
no,
Sandals room...
No, that's a cobra.
Hmm? Sorry,
no,
never mind.
No, nothing.
That was
nothing.
A visual
nothing.
Joke. Art was just...
Somebody asked in the studio...
I was just being Art Farley.
The Halcyon, like what the significance of the name, or how do they get to that name?
I think Halcyon refers to some kind of like a paradise type thing, you know? It's like a Halcyon. It's like one of these kind of sort of beautiful imagistic things.
Shangri-La, the...
Yeah, exactly. Every Sandals room has a signature four-post mahogany king bed, and they're all... our
and
room, in fact, had
rope.
A whirlpool bath and a marble shower. For people who want more luxury, there are 55 new villas that they've just built 2 minutes up from the hill from the main resort on Sunset Bluff. The villas are beautifully decorated in a Caribbean-inspired theme, all with views of the sea from their balconies, and some have their own private plunge pools. And living in the suites mean that in addition to the regular luxury of the resort,
yeah,
you also
really
have
good.
Your own suite concierge
really
and room service. I don't know if you guys know, but Sandals is now offering, or I don't know how long they've been doing it, but they're now offering room service, which is a fairly new thing for all-inclusive resorts. The room service...
Jerry?
Is offered for people in the suite concierge area. Yeah?
He's in output mode.
Jerry.
Wait till he gets input mode.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, Jerry. It's Art. Listen, what do you mean by a...
What? Art just lost his train of thought. That was great. All right, Jerry. Good. Yeah.
What do you mean a bluff?
A bluff.
It's like a cliff.
Why is it a bluff? I mean, a bluff kind of tells me that it's not really true, but if you close your eyes, I'll make it happen. It's...
Well, not really blind man's bluff. It's a sunset bluff.
Yeah. It's a sunset
bluff.
That's
it's
right,
not really
it's
there.
It's basically
blind
man's
bluff, just like the Helen Keller movie theater.
It's bluffs. They're like little. It's a hill that's kind of overlooking the other main resort. It's like on top of a hill, like in, you know, kind of San Francisco like sort of cliffs. And they put these villas on top of these bluffs, so you basically have this kind of really picturesque setting where you've got all these, you know, these villas overlooking the sea, and you can see the sunset and all that sort of thing. The rate started about $1,800 U.S. a week per person, excluding airfare. That's U.S.
Just what I was going
to
say.
Very hard to interrupt, Jerry.
Yeah. It is very picturesque. It sounds picturesque. I was thinking that just as you said it, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you rent boats out there and go fishing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's some amazing... You can do some deep-sea fishing as part of packages. You can also try to talk to some of the local fishermen, too, there. You know,
you can go bottom fishing.
Hmm? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble.
Do they have any glass-bottom boat rides?
The resort also offers numerous packages for people who want to get married there. You can have your wedding or honeymoon at once, known as a wedding moon, just for your...
Wedding moon.
And if you want to know how about getting there, Air Canada has a weekly nonstop flight leaving Toronto at 11, getting you into St. Lucia around 4.
Can you drop the drawers at the altar?
So it's a five-hour flight.
Yeah, it's only a five-hour flight. The fares start at $5.45 U.S. or $8.12 Canadian if you book 1 week in advance. And it's a fantastic deal, I'd say, because most American carriers, as you probably know, Stephen, you have to make numerous connections to get to St. Lucia, through Miami or Puerto Rico.
Usually it can be quite difficult. We'll continue along that train of thought, Jerry, about how to get to St. Lucia after we break for Mark Allen's news update at half past the hour. You're listening to Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network, speaking with Jerry Wagschall, Toronto broadcast journalist, about his trip to St. Lucia. A lot of fun in the summertime. Travel World Across America, Liberty Works Radio Network.
How well can you stretch it out further and further until we have to chew up another six seconds until we get to our time that we can actually issue our jingle for the break? And that's a great way to issue. Roll the break,
you guys are bad.
That's right.
Yeah.
Put down the mic.
Travel World
Radio
Show. You gave away 80 cents today. Would it make a difference?
His girlfriend got a little...
His girlfriend Bonnie, perhaps?
No, he's saying all these sort of really nice things about her.
Yes.
I think it was like "You Are So Wonderful" or one of these songs. What was it? Some kind of wonderful. And then what happened is...
These are the songs that we sing to Bonnie.
He actually proposed to her during the talent night.
Lies over the sea.
And that's one of those things where you really want, you know, the person to say yes.
Oh, Mr. Romance himself.
Can you imagine being turned down after going through all that?
And that was on the first night. He had to spend six nights because he bought a tour package. Yeah.
Exactly. No, it wouldn't be.
She had a helicopter come and get her, built to his account.
I think it's one of those things where you got to do it when you know she's going to say yes, you know? So for you guys, just make sure.
You never know she's going to say yes.
I know you guys haven't done it yet, so when you do, if you do it at a talent show, make sure she's going to say yes. There's also a new Italian restaurant at St. Lucia's new baby called Armando's. It's named after Armando Pizzuti, who he was recruited from Italy by Sandals. And so what they did is the executive chef...
He and his buddy Nick and George, and they sell some
the executive
by the
chef
sea.
In St. Lucia is named Thomas Anderson, who's a Jamaican-born chef who's worked across the U.S. Before Sandals coaxed him into work for them. I should mention that
jerk sauce on the children's burgers.
The resorts, the restaurants on the Sandals, St. Lucia, they're really, really outstanding restaurants, hey, guys? I mean, the food is really impeccable.
I wasn't paid for a day.
Because usually you go to these all-inclusive and you think...
That was something else your dad did to you, that you were paying for a day.
Yeah.
The food is going to be not that great, but Sandals has put a lot of effort into
it. No, I think, Stephen, you're exactly right. I mean, we've stayed at a few of these places, and I got to say that the food is really exceptional. The service is... You don't have to make reservations for most of the restaurants at the St. Lucia Golf, and you can just go there. It's really an incredible... they have a Caribbean restaurant. They have a restaurant called...
Wrap it up, Jerry. You've got 30 seconds.
You know, some really stunning restaurants there. There's the Grill, that's basically, you know, featuring sort of American cuisine for people who are, missing the food from home.
15.
So basically, if you want to go, you call 1-800-SANDALS.
Go!
At $1,800 a week, and Air Canada flying once a week, direct from Toronto. No reason not to go.
There you go. Ooh, he's 4 seconds
right
early. Way
time.
To go.
Jerry,
you guys take care again. 1-800-SANDALS or call Air Canada.
That's the place to go for summertime.
My favorite place called Scandals.
Nice to talk to you guys.
To
see you
Paul.
Later.
Bye.
Thanks, Jerry.
Paul
Alaruzzo. Roll it.
across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
The Internal Revenue Code is explained in understandable terms. Just the Facts, 14 months in production, is an expose of the IRS, its employees, and the law they're charged with administering. This video series includes information not only about income taxes, but shows how the IRS conducts illegal investigations into the affairs of ordinary Americans. It even...
You could be part of the answer.
Ah, that was a Suicide Blonde. That's, of course, a theme song for our favorite blonde in Maryland, Bonnie. You're listening to Travel World with Lil' Bacchus, Stephen Pickford, and we've got Yoav behind the console here, the beautiful, hey, lovely Bonnie in Maryland, and we've got Art Farley in studio. We've got a special guest, Paul Alarute, so we'll be queuing him up in just a second. Ladies, when you hear him, please send your undergarments to Travel World, care of Paul Alarute.
Don't
anyway.
Wash them.
That was, yeah, Art's contribution.
Oh, yes, Art Farley from the Words of Wisdom.
This guy, Paul, okay, we have our activities that we do. Now, sometimes on Travel World, what we do is we promote artists up and coming. We had Tanya Ray, country singer from many years back. Now she's
just touring
back
from a very successful tour of Europe,
definitely,
matter of fact.
And one of our activities, we sing here in Montreal. We got a great talent pool of singers, but... one that stands out very much is Paul Alarute, and you got to hear this guy sing. He serenaded Bonnie, and of course he's got the look of one of those, you know, NSYNC guys or Backstreet Boys kind of guy. And your
fan base. I think he's got that Corey Hart kind of look.
His fan base. What was it? Would you say 15-year-olds?
Yeah, it's usually young girls or
screaming
boppers.
Fans. Yes. Yeah,
the next heartthrob of America.
Oh yeah,
that's it. Absolutely, absolutely.
Which is why we say that. Anyway, Art, are you going to interview this guy?
Well, yeah, we have Paul Alarute, as you know, in studio. Today's record, a new up and coming recording artist. Where's he been hiding, man? I mean, we've been premiering his new album here on Travel World. His new promo album is entitled Under the Covers. And here is My Life. You want to tell us a little bit about My Life and what it means to you, Paul?
Well, actually, the song's called In My Life, and it was it's an old Beatles song. It's a beautiful piece, and I decided to put that on the album as the opening track. It's a song that means a lot to me because my family... I was growing up in a very, not a hard situation, but a situation where we really had to... You know, I had to work for what I got, and this song really shows that. And it's really a war song, and Bette Midler put it on her For the Boys album.
A war song?
It's a war song. Yeah, it was written for the boys, for the Gulf War, actually.
The Gulf War?
The Gulf War.
Really? No.
That's right.
You cue up track one on CD number two. Let's play a few seconds of this, not the whole song, because we got a show to run here. Well, that was great, Paul. Next.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for coming in.
Is that a Casio?
That's what?
Is that a Casio?
Yeah, this is a Casio. I mean, is that a Casio? Well,
let it go?
We were listening to this. Now, yes.
Remember all my life, though some have changed.
You know something, Paul? It's amazing. You can actually hear him sing. You can actually hear him hit all the notes and whatnot.
Where's the music?
That's it. Oh, yeah. I think this is really neat because many people can hear. Here, you want to cut it over to track two now. Gillette, track two, Buena Herramienta. Some people's lives. So what's this
one? All right, guys. Sorry about that. This is a boring one. This is actually Bette Midler put this one on.
That's boring. Go to track three then.
But it's a great piece. Let's listen to the beginning. It's great.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear him sing a few words.
Here is Paul Midler.
Now, we want to call him Paul Wheeler-Bree. So some people here cannot pronounce Alarute. Okay, track three.
Okay, yeah.
Insensitive, yes.
Thank you.
Insensitive.
This one was a last-minute decision for me to put on. I wanted some diversity on the album, and I decided this is good.
It's a good idea.
This is a song where she sings by the chair in your embrace.
Well, she's holding her legs around your neck.
I know the words like
Beavis and Butthead.
Well, that's what I hear when I hear this song. You know, by the chair in your chair in your embrace. I know it's chill, but I hear chair.
Who was squeezing it when you got your voice that high?
I was.
Okay, let's go to Rainy Days and Mondays, track 4.
Okay, this,
this is the chair in your embrace.
I just recently become a fan of the Carpenters, and this,
yes.
I put my own little spin to this one, and it's my favorite track on the album, and I, if you don't like it, well, you can just turn off your radio.
Oh, no, this is like Rainy Day.
Rainy Days and Mondays.
Shut up and listen.
I love it.
There we go. You tell them, Paul.
Beavis and Butthead, eat your heart out.
You go, girl. But seriously, when you hear this guy sing, like he sings regularly at the Rock Quest, where
well,
we
let's,
go.
Let people hear him sing.
Well, they're listening to him. They can hear us talk at the same time.
Yeah, we can do that in radio.
That's right.
Everyone talk at the same time.
Yeah, just don't talk at the same time. Yeah.
There is actually no vice grips involved in him reaching these notes.
Yes. Big hand of applause. All right, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I know for me, I'd have vice grips going.
Seriously, though, you should hear the girl. He's got a whole row of people at the stage sitting there.
How are they? 15, 16?
No, some of them are actually in their 20s.
Yeah, all right. Another big hand.
They've reached puberty. And remember, you heard it here first on the Travel World Radio Show, only on the Liberty Works.
Play, play
Radio
track 6,
Network.
The Unchained Melody. What was that?
You have to.
What's
there's
it?
A little problem with that recording, so you're going to have to fast forward.
Why do we fast? No, let's. I like it. It's that tape. This is what makes it special, is that very troubled recording.
Don't mind the little sound problem.
You know that Roxanne is a CD professional? She works at a place that makes CDs.
This one's for Bonnie, okay?
And she don't turn on the red lights.
Oh, Bonnie, this one's for you. Paul just did.
Oh,
see?
I'm going to cry.
Yes.
This song always makes me cry.
Darling Bonnie. Bonnie.
You know what? Hearing songs like this...
To touch you.
You're looking at me funny, Will.
No. Hearing songs like this, I'm thinking about what song would be a perfect, you know, movement, like a nice segue to Rage Against the Machine.
I love this song.
Oh,
a little bit of Marilyn Manson.
This song
Manson,
is beautiful.
Maybe.
I love it.
Rage Against the Machine
reminds
right now.
Reminds me so much of my favorite Marilyn Blonde.
What are you talking about, her?
Talk about my favorite Marilyn Blonde. This song just...
We are looking forward to our trip to Maryland.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Bonnie said she was going to do all kinds of physical things to us.
Wow.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. In studio, no less.
So we won't have to bring our regulars.
She says Art will be staying at home.
That may be a good idea if you want to stay on the air.
I'm making this trip.
You can arrange
that
pretty
well. Well, that is the album, anyway. That's only 6 cuts on this. So under the covers is his play on words. Of course, the very first edition of the CD came out called Covers Under the, and nobody could figure out what he really meant. But anyway.
Where can we get that CD?
Where can we get the CD, Paul?
This CD, while it's available, I was selling, I was doing some personal sales for it. If you want, you can...
go to Paul's house and ask him for it.
27 Eaton. No, give me a call, 514-697-0907, 514-697-0907. I can give you a copy.
Personal number.
Yeah, it's promotional demo, guys.
Are you
going to
autograph it for them?
Promotional demo, sure. Anyway, I just wanted to make a little clarification. On the first song, it was In My Life. It wasn't written for the Gulf War, but it was revised by Bette Midler for the boys and the Gulf War. That's the actual story.
Oh.
Now, we got to get on this name. Now, Alaruzzo, I've been telling him he should call himself Paul Anthony, you know, like, catching it.
A mad
but he
name.
Doesn't like that name. Art doesn't like that name. So we suggested Wheel of Free. Now, I don't know.
I love it.
It'll sell in France.
Paul is a man on a first-name basis with Bette Midler. Now, Bette Midler once said
to him... Is he really?
Yes, he is. Well, that's what he says. I've never seen her.
Yeah. Where's the proof here?
I don't know. Anyway, so she said to him one day that I look like a Wheel of Brie, and I never heard that expression before.
I was said, if you watch the motion picture, you watch the picture, that old feeling.
You better start the other... Yeah, yeah.
It's in the picture, that old feeling. She said, don't take any pictures from my left because I look like a Wheel of Brie. And it's one of the best lines I've ever
heard. What is... I don't get it, though. What does somebody look like if they look like a Wheel of Brie?
You know, you have a little wrinkled face, you know. You
a washed-up hag.
You're a little off-color.
I suggest that everybody listening to this goes out to the supermarket now and buys a Wheel of
Brie.
There
will be a rush on it, and they will wonder what
caught the
Tales of Greed. Just jump because
and
of the
remember,
Travel World Radio program.
The Travel World
the
Radio
Jerry
program.
Jerry Herman
right.
Council,
that's
the
right.
Chief Council, they'll be sending us a royalty check in the mail.
Yeah. Yes, the Jerry Council. Yeah, like the Michigan Jerry Council.
Lapeer, Michigan.
Lapeer, Michigan, yes, with a Lapeer bovine.
Yeah. And to the general manager in Maryland, hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Listening in for what comes out.
Oh, my gosh.
Ours.
And, of course, the wonderful strains of Ozzy Osbourne and Mama, I'm Coming Home. This is a song
oh,
I
yes.
sing over at the Rock Quest.
Brings us
excellent
up to the top of the hour. And next week, we're going to be down in Cooperstown. For the
yes,
baseball.
The Baseball Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Oh. Staying at the Landmark Inn in 1856. Bed and breakfast right downtown and visiting the James Fenimore Cooper Museum and
yes the Coop well what about the Dave Cooper Museum
no that's the Technical Star Mart
yeah that would be the Dave Cooper Museum
you'll be patronizing it I am sure
yes
patronizing but it's a place we've always wanted to go and what better time than the springtime to head down to central New York State.
How far is that from Montreal by
so
drive
5 hours
five, five and a half six hours
yes.
That's beautiful
an hour west of Albany
so it's quicker than getting to Toronto
you can take Southwest Airlines to Albany and drive 2 hours west you'd be in Cooperstown,
an hour
the Baseball
and a half
Hall of Fame,
west
to
of
see us.
So the whole family in Montreal can go, basically. It's not that far.
Not that's too right. far away. You can
come see us.
It's within 5-6 hours of everywhere on the East Coast. That's next week, same time, same station on the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Art Farley.
I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Thank you, and Paul Aluzzo.
Join us again next week on the Travel World Radio Show.
Have a good
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
If you'd like an audio copy of any of our programs,